Mana 3 Media.
Welcome to Monday Matters, a brief or thereabouts, weekly or thereabouts, a conversation that helps you to find happiness and hope in sometimes very difficult and messed up world. And if that introduction sounds vaguely familiar, perhaps you have tuned in from time to time to the wildly popular or thereabouts podcast, What Difference Does That Make, with Dr. Mike Courtney. I am Mike Courtney, and this is not that podcast, but this is hopefully a brief conversation that each week will help you to find ways to grow deeper in your faith. Good Monday morning. It is great to see you. And it is Monday. Miracles never cease. I'm actually doing one of these things on a Monday. Thanks for tuning in, for being a part of this, and being a part of our 40-day adventure going deep. I confess I'm trying some new things. I'm trying to combine some things. I'm seeing what happens. It's probably confusing. I apologize, but I'm going to try it anyway. Every Monday, whether we're in a 40-day adventure or not, I do a thing called Monday Matters. It's just a quick little video that I post on FaceTime and on Branch's blog spot. Almost any place, that anything you want to see, you can go to branchesblog.com and find it. But I post every Monday this Monday Matters, just a quick little devotional thought about what God is going to do in our life in the week to come. On about every other Wednesday, I do a podcast, a little longer, usually an interview kind of thing, called What Difference Does That Make, with Dr. Mike Courtney. What Difference Does That Make? You can find that on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM, wherever you do podcasts, you can usually find that. And then during this 40-day adventure going deep, every day I'm doing a quick little video devotional that goes along with our scripture reading. Each week we do a different scripture reading. If you'd like to know what that is for this Monday, go to branchesblog.com and find the blog from Friday where I posted all of this. I also will add it to this blog so you can see that for today as well. But we do a different scripture reading each day. We read one psalm each week. This week we're reading Psalm 32, and we pray together each day, a particular prayer. All of that is on branchesblog.com. So I'm trying to combine all those things, and I know that probably gets confusing, and you probably get sick of me. I apologize for that, but that's just the way it is, and I'm going to continue to try to do these things. I feel like that God just wants me to create content, that's it, and to be content with whatever happens with that. So that's what this is all about. It's been a busy week, busy few weeks, let me just say. I led a men's retreat last weekend. This past weekend, Doris and I were in Sevierville with our wonderful friends, James and Paula Spicer. They are pastors of the Sevierville Christian Center. It's a neat church. It's a great group of people, and we did a marriage conference for them. Next Sunday, I'm speaking at Family Worship Center. The week after that, in Paducah, Kentucky, and so it's just busier than I kind of thought it would be, but it's also a part of, I think, God saying just be active, do content. And so I enjoy that. We enjoy going out and speaking and doing marriage conferences and men's retreats and those kinds of things, but sometimes it can get a little bit busy. That has something to do, in a loose way, with what our devotional thought is for today. Remember again that we're reading a different passage of Scripture every day. And today, the passage of Scripture was Matthew chapter 11. It's a really interesting story at the beginning. There's kind of a confusing statement by Jesus in the middle, and then at the end this very classic verse that all of us know and love, and how all of that ties together. We're doing a 40-day adventure. Today is day 22 We will end on Good Friday. Day 40 will be on Good Friday. Today is day 22 of our 40-day adventure. And the scripture reading is in Matthew chapter 11. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just want to start out, read that confusing part in the middle, and then read the end. After Jesus had finished instructing his disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John, who was in prison, heard about the deeds of the Messiah, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" This is interesting to me that John, who a little earlier baptized Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. I'm not worthy to unloose his sandals." And now for some reason, he is sending disciples and questioning, "Are you the one? Are you who we're looking for? Or should we expect someone else?" The theme for this week is wake up. Going deep by waking up. The first week was letting go. The second week was holding on. The third week was speaking up, and this week is waking up. We're going to be talking about waking up in Romans chapter 8, waking up to surrender in Romans chapter 1, waking up to believing in Psalm 32, waking up to confessing, all the ways that we wake up. But for today, waking up by coming to God. So John is in prison. And he asked the disciples to go say, "Is this the one?" Here's when we need to wake up, I think. Here are three things that come to me from this story in John. We need to wake up when things are tough. You know, when things were good, when John was baptizing on the Jordan and there were a big crowd, he said, "Behold the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." When things are good, but when things are tough, he's in prison now. Sometimes we need a wake-up call. We need to remember what we're about and what we believe. We need to wake up when it's been a while. It's been a while. Early on, he said, "Hey, Jesus has come. He's going to be baptized. This is the beginning of his ministry." This is rather late in Jesus' ministry, so it's probably been a couple of years. And John said, "Hey, it's been a while. You know, I've been in prison for a while." When we have been waiting, We need to wake up and remember what God has done and why we're there. And finally, we need to wake up when it becomes too familiar. I've prayed the same prayer. I've read the same. I've done 40-day adventures before. I've gone through. And when it gets so familiar, remember Jesus is John's cousin. And I imagine he might be thinking, there was that little flash of enthusiasm. You know, this is cousin Jesus. I played baseball with him. You know, we were in second grade together. I this is no big deal. When it becomes too familiar, when we are singing the songs without passion and reading the verses without digging deep, we need a wake-up call. So today we're talking about waking up. I want to say very quickly, here's how you wake up. John said to his disciples, go. First of all, we wake up by feeling the presence of Jesus. We can't stand at a distance. We got to get to a place where we feel his presence, where we know he's in our heart, where tears flow and our eyes are lifted up. We need to wake up by feeling the presence of Jesus. He says, go. And then Jesus says to them, tell John what you have seen and what you have heard. So we wake up by hearing, and that is the word of God. Stay when you need to wake up, when it's been a while, things are tough, your life is hard, then get back in the word. Read the word of God and read it until it stirs you again. Read it until you feel the presence of God again. Read it over and over and over again until you wake up to what God is doing in your heart and life. We wake up by hearing, we wake up by seeing. Jesus says, go tell him what you have seen and what you have heard, what you've heard and what you've seen. See the miracles of God. Look around you. God is doing amazing things in your life every day. look around at you and be thankful for that and say those things. Today is an interesting day. Today is the funeral of a dear, dear friend of Doris and I, Rachel Archer. Dr. Archer and Rachel Archer were instrumental in the early days of our ministerial development, and Rachel passed away a couple of days ago. The funeral is today. And while I know that's a sad occasion, but man, I'm also thinking about rejoicing in the great things that God did in her life and the great things He did in our life through her. So wake up by seeing the things that God is doing. Wake up by feeling, wake up by hearing, and wake up by seeing. When we do those things, then there's an invitation at the end of this chapter. What does it look like when we wake up? Well, it looks like this. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. When we wake up by feeling God's presence, by hearing His word, by seeing what He is doing, when we wake up to that, then we'll find that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Well, thanks for being a part of this today. Another day that went too long. I tried to keep it 5 minutes. Didn't even come close today. God bless you. Go to branchesblog.com and you can see all the details of what we're doing. Have a great, great day, and let's continue to go deep. Well, thanks for stopping by for a minute on Monday Matters. If you'd like more information about content from yours truly, Mike Courtney, or from any of the Branches staff, go to www.branchesblog.com. There you'll find information about our biweekly podcast, our weekly blogs, our contribution from time to time to try to make the world a healthier, happier, and perhaps holier place. We'd love to see you there, and we'd love to see you here next Monday on Monday Matters.